next thrilling scene, we take you to
improvising
a thrilling scene. I think, yes. We take you to the largest, most expensive, most ornately furnished office at Walt Disney Studios.
I was looking at the dailies all goddamn morning. I was up to 10 o'clock looking at those fucking dailies, and you can't bring in a picture on budget. Don't give me that shit. Don't give me that shit in 1934. I built this fucking studio with my bare hands, so we didn't have any fucking units. I was working overtime. I was working 14 hours a goddamn day. We didn't have no goddamn overtime. You know how many years I walked along with skinny long legs? Too goddamn long, Donald. It's your first picture. Don't blow it. Goofy, Donald and I are awfully busy. We got a problem with the key grip over on stage 7. You want to take it outside with the secretary?
Yeah, hiya, Mick. I wanted to talk to you about my contract.
Well, for Christ's sake, Goofy, can't you pick some other time? I've been up there half the fucking morning with Donald here trying to get a goddamn dailies into shape. Donald's never directed a picture before. He's already 3 days over schedule. $200 million over budget. For Christ's sake, Goofy!
Mickey, gosh, I just feel like I'm being squeezed out of the organization. For 20 years, you haven't been able to understand the word these. You keep him on, Mickey, but why is a poor old sea dog like me being screamed out of you? Ever since Walt died, you've been impossible, Mickey.
When Walt died, all I did was exercise my stock options. They were mine. I earned those fucking options by the sweat of my ears, and don't you forget it.
Look at that, Nick.
Goofy, Donald's never lost money on a picture.
That's right.
Well, gosh, Mick. I did Donald takes a trip.
That piece of shit is still rotting in a can, Goofy.
Well, I just can't say those same lines anymore, Mick. I'm
Goofy,
sorry.
Let's face it, you've had it. You're through with this business. You'll never work in another studio in this town.
Wait a minute. Look, Mickey Mouse. You listen to me, and you listen to me, Donald Duck. Just remember that in Mexico, you're just nothing more than Miguel Raton. I may be Cribbleen. Pedro, Papa, or whatever your name is.
Goofy, it hasn't been easy. We came up to get here the hard way.
I know, Mick.
There was a depression when we started in this business. No unions, overtime, sweating at those animation boards. Goofy.
What?
I fixed you up with Snow White, didn't I?
It's Minnie.
It's the old lady. Cool.
Miguel Ratoncita.
Hi, Goofy.
Hi, Goofy.